Third Hand Smoke. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. We are all aware of the dangers of secondhand smoke. It is why smoking is not allowed in almost all public spaces. But a new study has revealed a persistent and evolving threat to indoor air quality known as third-hand smoke. Third-hand smoke is the toxic residue from tobacco smoke that clings to surfaces like clothes, furniture, carpets, and walls long after there is no more smoking taking place. The study demonstrates that the residues are not inert, but are dynamic sources of pollution, continuously re-emitting particles and gases back into the air and undergoing chemical changes over time. Smoke can penetrate soft materials and even hard surfaces. Porous materials like wool carpets and fabric upholstery act as deep reservoirs, absorbing tobacco-related chemicals and then slowly releasing them back into the air. Because of this, third-hand smoke is highly resistant to simple ventilation. It can linger for months after even a single cigarette. People can absorb these re-emitted substances from the air and ingest them from dust. Infants and children are most at risk because they touch surfaces and often put objects in their mouths. Getting rid of third-hand smoke is not that easy. All hard surfaces must be washed with soap and water. Clothes, bedding, and fabrics must be thoroughly washed. Carpets and upholstery may need professional cleaning or removal. Painting walls or replacing contaminated materials might be necessary. The bottom line is that any indoor smoking raises the risk of contact with harmful chemicals. The only way to fully protect non-smokers is to never smoke in indoor areas. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime, anywhere, wherever you get your podcasts.